Just wondering who you might consider important mentors over your own time.
My own time? Well, Lopo Cha. The Lumpo Chan, Lumpo Mahamon, Lumpo Liam, those are all sort of senior teachers of Ajahn Chah, Lumpo Sumedho. So those are all mentors who, you know, lived with, had a lot of contact with, teachers who I had not constant contact with, or, you know, or regular contact with, but who were very influential in my own practice. And Nukdai Mahabua, Nupa Ben, Nupa Buddha Tat, Prabhu Yuto, these are all monks who I drew close to for a shorter, say, as opportunistic times when I had the opportunity. I went down to Suwarnamukh at least three times, maybe four, hard to remember. And I've had occasions to visit with and speak Dhamma with Prabhu Yuto, similarly with Nukdal Mahabua, Lumpa Ben. So those that's what pops up in the top of my head. But, you know, people who I was close to, you know, besides Ajahn Chah, and Lopa Jan was one of the senior disciples of Ajahn Chah, and he was really good with Westerners. He had a good feel for Westerners, and Lopa Mahamon, I had a lot of contact with him because he was the preceptor for all the Western monks while I was the abbot of Wat Nanachat. So I had a lot of contact with him, and he was a very learned monk. It was really who got very inspired by Ajahn Chah, and it took him quite a long time to make the commitment to go and train with Ajahn Chah, because he was a senior teacher at the Pali Institute that Ajahn Chah dropped out of. I can't do that. But then when he finally went and met Ajahn Chah, then he gave up his position and came and studied with Ajahn Chah. And he was very well known in Ubon, because the monastery that he was the senior teacher at was really respected and renowned. And it was a big thing, big deal, when Ajahn Mahamon went to stay with Ajahn Chah. And Lumpa Sumedho was there before Ajahn Mahamon, even though Ajahn Mahamon was quite a bit senior. Similar to Lumpa Liam. Lumpa Liam came after Lumpa Sumedho was there. He was already, I think, 9 punsas or something when he went to stay with Ajahn Chah. And of course, Lumpa Liam I've had a lot of contact with over the years, both as a young monk and then particularly when Ajahn Chah was ill. It's hard to imagine now, but when Lopa Liam first took over as say senior teacher performing the duties of abbot of Wat Bapong, then Wat Bapong almost kind of cleared out. And of course, everybody wanted Ajahn. They didn't want Lopa Liam. They wanted Ajahn Chah. So, and you get compared to you know, you're not doing it like Lopa. So it's very, very tough, very hard. So, and I made it I made a point of making sure that I stayed close to Wat Bapong and Lopa Liam and help support him all the way through. So he was... he's not a gusher. sometimes it's hard to even know if he acknowledges your existence, you know, but he definitely has appreciated our contact over the years.